Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I hope you're having a great week wherever you are, that your relationship is getting stronger and happier, and that you're feeling better. Today's topic is something that I see time and time again, and I'm so pleased that you are tuning in to listen to this. Basically, I'm going to be talking about what to do if you have lost yourself in the family and your husband or wife is complaining, or if you feel neglected, upset, hurt, if your husband or wife has changed since you have had children and started your family. Having a family can be one of the most amazing things in life. However, what happens when one of you becomes too family-focused according to the other one? It's one of the biggest questions that a lot of couples I work with ask me in my online programs. How much time should we spend together? And how much time should we spend with the family? And how much time should I dedicate to my own interests, my own hobbies and activities? And the truth is, there isn't a single right answer for this. It's all to do with your individual values, expectations, as well as childhood experiences and cultural norms. So there are many factors that we need to take into consideration when discussing how much time, energy, and focus we need to take into consideration. When discussing how much time, energy, and focus a person puts into the family unit. One thing I know for sure is that it benefits the rest of the family and the marriage when both partners are on the same page. And if they are not on the same page, they need to communicate this and get into actions to change it as soon as possible. And that's often what I help couples do, to get into the actions, to rebuild their connection, to rebuild the passion, to discuss the issues where they are not aligned, and to come up with solutions that are going to help them. Most relationships start off with romance and detailed attention and interest in one another. From text messages, sharing of jokes, little gifts, always missing each other when working or out with friends, spending quality time together on date nights, or just cuddling at home, watching your favourite TV shows and movies. However you were connected at the beginning of the relationship, you may notice a difference now as you started to build your family. Perhaps your focus began to shift. And this may be even without having children. You may, when you got married, started to focus on the home, for example, rather than the way you used to be in the relationship. But for the purpose of this episode, I'm going to be talking about losing yourself in the family, as in having children. Of course, sometimes people can lose themselves in their wider family, in looking after their parents. So these are all things that, again, need to be addressed. If it's causing a problem in the relationship, it cannot be ignored. So with starting a new family, of course, there are additional responsibilities. There is less time to sit and enjoy one another's company. And it can be a struggle to have a good work-life balance, to balance family time, couple time, work time, and the things you need to do for yourself to make sure that you are physically, mentally, and emotionally well. With all of this, the marriage can end up being left, disregarded, neglected. So how can a change in focus impact your relationship? Well, there are many couples that I've worked with where one person is seeing the other person as being too focused on the family, where the other person feels neglected and let down by their husband or wife. They may feel frustrated if their partner has no energy for sex, for example, has no time for fun. And it can lead to destructive arguments and a breakdown in communication. This then pushes the couple further apart rather than bringing them close together. Some people also seem to feel, once they have kids, that the focus should be on the children rather than on their relationship, because they believe that once the children are older, the couple will have time to be alone again. However, over the years, if you do not give your husband or wife attention, appreciation, affection, admiration, you may find that day by day, week by week, you are really drifting apart. Often I witness this where one person in the marriage has not been happy, felt left out and unappreciated, not valued. I've had sometimes men or women say they feel like an ATM machine. They feel unseen, unnoticed, unimportant, but they don't actually say anything to their husband or wife because they feel, well, at least the children are being well looked after. At least the children are getting all their needs met. So they try to bury their frustration, but they can only bury it for so long, and then the resentment comes out, bam. They overreact, they give each other the silent treatment, the attraction, the sexual connection is lost, or an affair has started. And I will say that if the connection has been lost for a long time, it can be difficult to reunite. Of course, it's not impossible. With the right actions, with clearing negativity, clearing resentment, effective communication, things can be changed. And I see this and I do this all the time. But the longer you leave it, the harder it can become to get close again. And let's not forget that a lack of attention in a relationship can often cause a spouse to question their worth. Am I attractive enough? Am I interesting enough? Am I no longer enough for them? Did all they want me for is children? These types of questions, when left unanswered, can push people to seek attention or interest from others outside of the marriage to get that validation. And I'm not talking just about affairs. It could be from friends, it could be from family members, it could be getting involved in a sports where you're being seen by a coach. And it can be affairs, it can be emotional affairs, physical affairs, where people go and get their self-esteem boosted by other people. Or they go and find other people to give them the engaging conversation to do interesting activities with. And unfortunately, sometimes to satisfy their needs for intimacy and sex. Additionally, if a partner begins to feel their spouse has changed since having kids, it may make them feel like they are falling out of love with their partner. They may start to think that this is not the person I married. This is not the person that I fell in love with anymore. All they're doing is talking about the children. All they're doing is planning everything around the children. There's nothing fun for us. There's nothing I'm interested in. There's no holidays or getaways. It's all running around after the children. And by the time the children are in bed, they're too tired to do anything. And of course, when people feel like their husband or wife has changed, it can make them feel like they are no longer compatible. When often the reality is if you can just make a few minor adjustments to your schedules, to the loving actions that you show each other, to fill your home with more happiness, more peace, more positivity, love can grow again. So I'm going to briefly share with you some of the most successful tips to rebuild the love and connection between a husband and wife after having children. If you find yourselves slightly drifting apart or massively drifting apart. So the first thing is really to put your marriage first. Now, I know this may sound impossible if you have one or several children, but hear me out. Having children is an all-consuming full-time job. And if you let it come between you and your spouse, if you stop showing affection, interest, and love for your husband or wife, they will feel it. Over time, unless you both agree, children and family time are the most important. There may be agitation and tension between you. One or both of you may feel underappreciated, taken for granted, or neglected. You want each other to still feel important. You want to be celebrated for who you are as an individual person and not just as a parent. And you want your children to see a loving, close, and happy relationship, right? We all know that children learn from what they witness. If you are living separate lives, or all your focus is on the children's activities and time with the children, doing everything for them, and not having any couple time or things that keep your interests and passions alive, they're going to sense that. Children know if you're living your life through them. Yes, of course, family time is important, and so is individual time, and so is couple time. Individual time to be who you really are, your passions, your interests, and couple time to be the romantic lovers that you started out on your marriage journey as. By continuing to leave little love notes for your husband or wife, dotted around the house, having date nights that are just for the two of you, complimenting one another, it will not only positively impact your relationship, it will also strengthen the family unit. Children will learn positive examples of love through your actions towards one another, not just how you treat them. A united front when it comes to parenting and showing respect for each other's decisions in the parenting is also key to making the relationship flourish. Respect cultivates closeness. The next tip is to plan. The busier our lives get, the more essential it is to plan. We want to make sure that we're having enough time for all the things that are important in our lives. Of course, you want to make sure that you give your children the best start in life. You want to make sure that there is time for their homework. There is time for teaching them extra things on the weekend. Teaching them about morals, politeness, good family values, etc. However, if all of your focus is on developing your children, then your marriage will suffer. So to fit everything in, planning is essential. You can, for example, decide that once a week you're going to have a date night. And that date night can be in or out. If you can't get out of the house, then have a date night in. At least once a month, definitely go out. Doing a fun activity together as well is important. A time where you're able to switch off from parent mode and enjoy each other's company. Some couples also benefit from planning sex into their week. They will say, okay, we're going on a date night, we'll have sex that night. Or they will decide, okay, Sunday mornings is a great time. Other people are horrified at the idea of planning sex. They think, no, that's definitely one area of my life. I want to keep it spontaneous. But that doesn't mean you don't have to do anything. What you can do if you want to give your relationship and sex life a boost is to make sure that you have a good sexual energy about you. How do you do that? Making sure you feel good about your body, making sure that you are wearing nice underwear, wearing nice perfume, that you put effort into your appearance, all of those kind of things. You do physical activity, physical exercise definitely increases libido. And if there is a lull in your libido at the moment, then addressing that. I do a lot of hypnotherapy for that, as well as increasing somebody's body confidence. I know as we get older, we can start to feel less attractive. We can start to question if our partner finds us attractive or not. And so sometimes some meditations or talking and some actions around boosting our self-esteem can be very important. If you have any questions on that at all, do reach out to me. I've also got the sexual boosting audios on my website. Basically, there's a program for men and a program for women. In each one, there includes 4 hypnotherapy meditations. You can just check that out if you want to increase your libido and you are too embarrassed to go to a doctor, or that you know it's a mind thing. because a lot of sexual problems, a lot of sexual dry periods is actually emotional and mental rather than physical issues. And if you're going through this, you probably already know that. So it's important to plan days on the weekend where you can be with the children and without the children, and times where you can be with the children but allow the children to entertain themselves. Now, of course, with young children, that's probably not possible. However, as they get older, going for the beach for the day, allowing them to play, and for you two to connect and talk. The next thing you can do to really help the relationship is to share the responsibility. Sometimes a partner will begin to feel left out if they aren't involved in the upbringing of the children. So it's important to make a conscious effort in involving your husband or wife in the day-to-day tasks of running the family home. Working as a team is also a great way to connect and stay close. For example, when one person is making the family breakfast, the other person can prepare the lunches or dinner. When one person does the school drop-off, the other one can do the pick-up. When there are parents' evenings, aim to go together. Aiming to do the bath and bedtime together also can really help a couple feel connected and happy. The key to commitment is always involvement. So little activities like this can make both spouses feel valued and needed. Something that can be overlooked when one spouse spends the majority of their time with the family and the other feels like a spare part. A key part in this is allowing each other to parent how you want to parent. To feed your children what you feel is best for them, and to be involved in the weekend plans and activities. If one person is doing everything and taking control of everything, the less the other person will naturally do. Over time, this can lead to frustration and resentment on both sides. So in the planning and in everything that we've shared, it's so important to create that space for couple time. As much as your children are your responsibility, it's great to really book a day or a weekend without your children, ideally asking family, friends to watch them, and this will allow you and your spouse to spend that quality time together, to reignite the love, the laughter, and can be healthy for the whole family. As an expat, that may be difficult to have your family watch your children if you're living miles away from your extended family, so you can either swap with other families that are local to you, or you can, when your family visit, ask if you can have a day or a weekend away. So my last tip is really just to appreciate the change, as there's always going to be an element of change and growth in our lives. And we all change due to a number of different reasons. And one of the major life events that changes a person, of course, is having a baby. And whilst change is inevitable, sometimes all it takes is lovingly reminding your husband or wife that you miss the old them, that you miss the way things were, and that you would love some more connection time. When we start to appreciate and welcome change, we allow ourselves to see where we can improve or evolve individually and together. If you notice that your husband or wife is spending a lot more time on the children and doesn't seem interested in you, it's important, instead of nagging them, asking if you can take them out to appreciate their hard work. Be the change that you want to see, basically. Encourage them to have a balance in life and create balance for yourself. It's so important to also reconnect to why you married your husband or wife. What you probably loved about them was their qualities of caring, their interest in having a family, perhaps, their values, their loving, kind nature, supporting them to get back to themselves. They're going to love you for it. Helping them with the activities of the family so that they can have more time to be themselves. They're going to love you for it. I hope this has been useful to you. If you have any questions for me, of course, please do visit my website where you can reach out to me there. You can also connect with me on Instagram, Nicola Beer Official is my tag. And you can connect with me on my Facebook page as well. So I love to connect with my podcast listeners on those mediums. And I've also got a YouTube channel with lots of videos. So do check that out as well if you like to watch videos. Take care of yourself and your marriage. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.